My name's Tyreek. I go to Martin Luther King and I'm 13. And to me, Martin Luther King is a good school. Only without the fighting and stuff like that. Well, the teachers, they're all right. Math is my favorite class. I like math because it makes me smarter.
My name is Kanai. I go to Pittsburgh King. I'm 14 years old. To me, since I just came last year, I thought it was going to be a bad school. So I didn't really want to come. And I just thought it was full of bad kids, just full of kids that just don't care and just there because their parents sent them. Come from Dromar. But after I got there, it's actually been kind of nice, just that certain decisions we make has a reputation for us. And for us, it's a small school. I know everybody to go there. And the school really been good since last year's 8th graders went to high school. So for real, it's not even as bad as it used to be. The teachers is really great. Like, they actually want to teach us, even though some of us don't even want to learn.
My name is Mendez, and I'm 14. I go to MLK. MLK is a good school, even though that we don't have a lot of sports. We only have basketball, soccer, because our school is, like, so small, and people around us, around my neighborhood, think that MLK is a bad school because of the things that they have heard in the past, but MLK is not even that bad of a school. It's a nice school. Except for the classroom, sometimes, like downstairs, they call it MLK roaches. Because downstairs in the gym, we got like roaches on the side of the steps or whatever. And my question to you is, if we came to Clareton, how would it affect us?
My question to Clareton is, how's your basketball team? I want to know if their basketball team could beat Perry.
Oh, the same as Kanai. How's their basketball team?
My name is Donnie, and I go to Clareton. I'm 13. So, your first question was about how would you be affected. You wouldn't really be affected. I mean, it would be a very alien place to you, and the school's kind of small. It's not very hard to get around. I mean, there's one floor, which is elementary. The second floor is middle school, and the third floor is, you know, high school, obviously. So, it's not really that hard. We have, like, one auditorium and, like, two cafeterias, and that's it. That's all we got. It's not that hard. Like, school's kind of nice. A plus mate. Also, our basketball team has a bunch of idiots on it as well. But, yeah, our basketball team's kind of good. I mean, I can't remember the last time they lost. I don't even know. I've never heard of any of their practices recently. But, I think they're pretty good. Whenever they have a game, they're like, oh, yeah, we won again. And I'm like, cool, okay. But, like, I don't really know much. I don't really go to their games. I don't really do much. I'm not really into our school sports that much, so yeah. I mean, I don't know who would win. I don't know how good your basketball team is, but they'd probably get tumbled by ours. I don't know, probably. Depends.
What up? It's Xavier from Clareton Elementary, and I am 12 years old. So you asked about how our school. Well, if you come to our school, you'll be able to play lots of more sports like baseball, soccer, football, basketball, and more sports than what you guys have. And our basketball team, I mean, we're decent, but we're not the best in the world. So yeah. Yeah, and we don't have cockroaches. You'll get a better education. You don't gotta worry about fighting. I mean, not all schools are perfect, but you'll have to go through fighting, but not all the time like your school.
This is Nasir from C-Town, Clareton City School District. And no, our Clareton women and boys basketball players will not beat Perry. No, just no. They will not beat them because one thing is that girls lost the whole season. And the boys, they won a lot of games, but they lost a lot. All right, I'm going to change up the subject. And our football team is pretty good. We made it to the state championship at Pittsburgh Steelers home field. And we played there, and we won. And we won 60 straight wins in the whole season. We practiced every day and night until we gave our hearts out, and we did everything our coach asked us to do, and that's how we won every single game. Thank you for being on my side for hating the PSSA.
Do you guys have a great football team, and do you think you guys' football team can beat our football team?
What is your favorite color,
and why?
My question for you is, what's the funniest thing that happened to you in your life?
What is the worst thing that you ever did?
Are you excited for summer?
But, like, my question for you is, like, is your food good or, like, is it nasty? Like, in the school. Like, some school foods are, like, A+ good. Some of them are disgusting. But, like, is yours good or, like, nasty? Our food here, people say it's bad. But here's the thing. I keep explaining this to people. So, our school food is, you know, mostly free, you know? Okay. What do you expect from free food? It's not gonna be, like, a 4-course gourmet meal. I mean, it's free food. I mean, the food's good. It's not bad. People are like, ew, this is disgusting. Excuse you. This chicken sandwich is the best thing I've had all day. And I'm hungry.
What is the best place in your neighborhood? Best place in Clareton, I think, is the baseball field at Clareton Park and Peters Creek and Smiley Rock. Because you get to, like, see ducks and stuff. Like, see stuff like the river and cool stuff like deers and stuff. In the baseball field, you get to see people who have fun and, like, know that our community is not just about a football team.